Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger-cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Since the appearance of the mysterious George Lewis, a former friend of her late husband, Peg Martin has become more bold in her actions toward Barry Carlton, Penny Gibbs' wealthy fiancé. Penny doesn't know it, but at the moment, Peg is out driving with Barry, while Penny sits up with young Nora Williams, who says,
Miss Gibbs, it's getting awfully late. You don't have to wait up for Freddy, too.
Nora, I said I'd wait up with him until he came home, or at least until we got word from him.
But he might not come home all night.
And he might walk in 5 minutes. Oh, Nora, darling, don't be worried. I know it's strange for Freddy to be out this late. But when he does come in, he'll have a perfectly good explanation.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs, I don't think he's out doing anything wrong. What's scaring me is that I'm afraid something's happened.
Well, obviously something has, Nora, or he'd been here, or at least have phoned a long time ago. But you're letting your imagination get the best of you when you think something awful's happened.
I can just see him in a hospital or something worse.
Nora. Darling, if he were in a hospital, you'd have heard about it. He carries identification with him, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure he does. Anyway, he has a driver's license with him. And that would give his name and address. So if he were in a hospital, the police or the hospital would have phoned a long time ago. Nora, don't you see how silly it is to think he's been hurt?
But maybe he's hurt and nobody's found him yet. Maybe something happened way out on the farm, away from the house in the barn.
Nora, look, if something happened on the farm, your dad would have phoned.
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, Miss Gibbs, maybe something's happened to both of them. If something's happened to Freddie and...
Nora, darling, listen to me, please. I know how upset you are, and I'm thinking all the things you are, too. But I'm trying to be grown up about it. Now, come on. You try too, Nora. Darling, don't let it get you. When it's over and it turns out that nothing at all was the matter, you'll be ashamed of yourself.
I'm trying not to cry, Miss Gibbs.
That's a girl.
I've had Freddy such a little while. Crickets, I guess I really don't have him yet, but I'd hate to lose him. We have so many wonderful plans. Everything was going to be so much fun. And Daddy hasn't been so happy in years, not since I can remember, I guess. I don't want anything to happen to him after things have been all right for such a short time.
Nora, your father and Freddy are both all right. And we'll know that for sure pretty soon. Matter of fact, I think I'll phone Barry and have him drive out to the farm. If you have to wait much longer, I'm afraid you won't be able to stand it.
Oh, no, Miss Gibbs. I'm all right. Please, don't bother Mr. Carlton. He's probably had just enough time to get in bed and fall asleep. I don't want you to wake him up just for me.
Nora, he wanted to drive out to the farm before he went home. And I have a hunch he isn't in bed yet. So I think I'll phone it. Nora, there's somebody at the door. I heard a key in the lock.
So did I.
It should be Peg coming home from the movies, but...
Freddy? Oh, Freddy!
Hi, Nora.
Freddy, we've been worried sick about
Freddy,
you.
Freddy, what happened?
Well, it's nothing to get excited about, Crickets. And I'm sorry I worried you by being so late, but I just couldn't
Freddy,
help.
Freddy, what did happen?
Nora's dad's been hurt. Oh, it's not bad, Nora. He's okay now, and he's going to be perfect in a jiffy.
Where is he? Can I see him?
Yeah, sure.
How was he hurt, Freddy?
We were repairing the thresher, getting it all ready and in working order, you know, but, well, that's not important.
Where is he, in the hospital?
No, I got a doctor quick, and we took him to the house. He's okay, and he's at the farm. But Maybe you'd like to go out there tonight, huh?
Yes, I would.
Okay, Freddy. Good. Go ahead. You go get your things, and I'll drive you out.
All right.
I'm sorry I didn't phone Nora, but I figured it was better that I take care of your dad and tell you all about it later.
Yes, Freddy, now that I know it's all right about not phoning, I'll go right up and get ready. I guess I'd better put some things in a bag if I'm going to stay here.
You stay as long as you like, Nora. We'll manage here.
Thanks, Miss
Kibbs. Poor kid. Guess I worried her plenty, huh?
Freddy, you had us both thinking the most awful things.
I'm sorry, Kibbsy, but it was either let you and Nora worry or let Mr. Williams suffer. And I think I did the right thing by sticking with him.
You did, Freddy.
I should have had sense enough to have the doctor call, though, but I just wasn't thinking straight at the time.
Well, maybe it's just as well that no one called, Freddy. Nora wouldn't have had any way of getting to the farm that you came for. She'd have worried even more.
Why? Couldn't you have driven her out?
Not very well. That would have left the children alone with Jed.
Oh? Well, where's Peg?
The movies.
At the movies? At this time of night, Gibbsy? Why, the movies have been closed for a couple of hours.
I know that. Maybe she's walking or something. Look, Freddy, she can't sleep at night. I guess she hates coming home and going to bed.
Hmm. I couldn't sleep nights either if I had on my mind what that dame has
on hers. Freddy,
will
you please stop that? Don't start criticizing Peg until you have some reason for criticizing her.
Okay, Gibbsy, okay. But just you wait and see. One of these days, I'm going to say I told you so. And I'm going to shout it in capital letters, too. Oh, gosh, I hope Nora doesn't take too long getting ready.
What do you mean you hope she doesn't take too long getting ready? Is there any rush?
Well, I didn't want to tell Nora right out, Gibbsy, because, it's tough enough on her the way it is, but...
But what?
The doc doesn't know for sure just how bad Mr. Williams is hurt. He was pretty low when I left him.
What you mean to say is it's serious?
Well, maybe yes, maybe no. You know, Mr. Williams is a pretty tough guy, but that threshing machine, that's even tougher. It's his leg, Gibbsy. But he may be banged up inside, too, where it doesn't show yet.
Is that the reason he's being kept at the farm, Freddy?
Yeah. The doc didn't want to move him right away. At least not till tomorrow, anyhow. Then if it's really bad, they'll move him whether they want to or not. Funny thing, but Mr. Williams says he can't feel much of anything.
But... Freddy, you don't think...
Well, that's what's gotten me scared, Gibbsy. But then the doc says that can be just a bad case of shock, and maybe he'll get his feeling back by tomorrow morning, maybe.
I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Oh, Gibbsy, don't only cross your fingers. Toss them into your prayers if you still got some room. There's one guy that I don't want to see anything happen to. You know the way it goes, though. Happens to all the good guys. Punks like me... Gosh, we have a tough time dying of old age.
Pretty, be quiet. Here comes Nora.
Oh, thanks. You ready, Crickets?
Yes, I'm ready, Freddy. I'm afraid I left my room in sort of a mess, Miss Gibbs, but I closed the door, so don't you bother.
Don't worry about it, Nora. Let me know if there's anything I can do for your father.
Oh, thank you. You won't have to.
I'll try and drive out as soon as I can tomorrow. You might need some things, and I can go into town and get them for you.
Well, thank you, Miss Gibbs. Well, good night.
Good night, darling.
Here, Nora, I'll take the suitcase for you.
Oh, thanks, Freddy.
But you better put your coat around your shoulders. Yeah. You know, it's a lot cooler out in the country than it is around here. I don't want to have to be a nursemaid to you, too.
Penny?
Yes? Penny?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for heaven's sakes, Penny, what are you doing up so late?
Oh, I was waiting up with Nora for a while. Her father's been hurt, Peg.
Oh? Badly?
We hope not. She left with Freddy to spend the night at the farm, and I didn't feel very much like going to bed.
Yes, dear, I know how it is after a lot of excitement. It's awful not to be able to sleep, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you enjoy the movie?
Oh, it was all right. I enjoyed myself much more after the movie.
What did you do?
Oh, just walked and walked and walked. Beautiful night out.
Freddy said it was kind of chilly.
Well, I like it when it's a little chilly. Cool air makes me feel warm inside.
As a matter of fact, you do have a beautiful glow.
The night air, the moonlight, and green.
Oh, Peg. You're not holding out on me, are you?
Holding out on you? About what?
You aren't in love, are you?
Why? Do I seem to be?
A little bit.
Oh, Penny, you're not thinking about George Lewis, are you?
Well, he seemed awfully nice, and you seemed awfully glad to see him.
I told you why. It was like old time seeing George again. I felt as if I had some spark again just looking at him, listening to him talk.
Is it that serious?
Oh, no, it's not serious at all. George is fine as a friend, but I don't think I'd care for him as a husband. But maybe I'm just spoiled.
What are you talking about?
Well, after all, I'm only human, Penny.
Look at the husband you're getting. I look at other men, and they just don't compare.
I am lucky, Peg. I know that.
Lucky? You deserve what you're getting, darling. Maybe that's why I feel so gay tonight. Maybe I'm just happy for you.
Oh, I think I'm happy enough for myself, Peg. I don't need yours, too.
But I want to be happy for you, Penny. You're as close to a man like Barry Calton as I'll ever be. I think I'm lucky to have you for a friend, and a best friend at that.
You're very sweet. You know, I think I'd be jealous if you were in my place and I were in yours.
Would you really be jealous, Penny?
I'm afraid I would. I'm only human, you know.
Yes, but what a fortunate human. Barry's adorable. You know, he's even nice to me.
Well, why shouldn't he be nice to you?
Well, I mean, he treats me as if I were a special person, too.
You are. He likes you a great deal. Told me so.
Poor boy. I played a mean trick on him and forced him to tell me so, too. I shouldn't have done that, should I?
Well, Barry embarrasses easily, Peg. He probably thought saying he liked you was being unfair to me.
Oh, Penny, I don't think he's that naive, is he?
You don't know Barry as well as I do.
No, I don't imagine I do. I don't imagine anyone knows him as well as they think they do.
As a matter of fact, he is a lot deeper than he seems to be.
He's just a man, though, darling. Easily probed, right to the bottom.
Peg, are men as shallow as you seem to think?
A man is no deeper than a thimble, darling. And with a thimble full of charm, a woman opens a man's heart as easily as she opens a cupboard door.
You're rather philosophical tonight, aren't you?
Am I? I don't mean to be. Maybe I just feel good. Things seem to be better than they were yesterday. Me, I mean. Maybe it was seeing George. Maybe it was something else.
Well, whatever it was, I'm glad. I'd like to see you this way.
You're going to see me in bed in a minute. I've had a wonderful day and a wonderful evening. Wonderful days and evenings make me sleepy. Good night, darling. I'll see you in the morning.
Is Peg Barton hinting to Penny that she and Barry Carlton are becoming more than mere friends? Is Penny's happiness about to be destroyed? And how seriously injured is Nora's father? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money. Because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get Kroger cut beef right away at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.